You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, this is Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds presents an exclusive interview with Mato Nanji of Indigenous and music from throughout Indian Country. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush. Ever since the mid-90s, no band has done more to put contemporary native music on the map more than the Yankton Sioux band, Indigenous. The band's electrifying blues rock attack has captured the attention of both Indian Country and the mass media over the years, and now the band reflects on their musical past with the release of the Acoustic Sessions, a sturdy retrospective that gives the band's punchy blues rock sound a more acoustic feel. I had a chance to catch up with Mato Nanji of Indigenous, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their CD, The Acoustic Sessions, here is Indigenous with Now That You're Gone. their CD, The Acoustic Sessions, that was Indigenous with Now That You're Gone. Visit the band at their official website, www.indigenousrocks.com. I had a chance to speak with Mato regarding the release of the band's acoustic album, and here's how the interview went.
Well, the band's latest release is a decidedly more intimate affair, the Acoustic Sessions, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about it, the release?
I'm happy, pretty excited about it. It's the first time I've ever done, this sort of record, or this sort of album, with all acoustic guitars, and, like I said in the past, that's kind of how every song that I've ever written starts out. I basically write the song on acoustic, so it all kind of starts from there. So it's kind of like taking, a lot of the songs back to, what they originally were. So it was really, interesting, and, it was pretty, it was a whole different take on the whole thing. So it was a lot of fun to get in there and do something different, from going and plugging in all the amps and electric and all that stuff. So it was, it was cool to get in there and do something different.
I see. And also, aside from the sonic shift from electric to acoustic, the band is different now. It's not the same band that it was when you guys released Things We Do. I mean, talk about the current members of the band and what it is you think each of them sort of brings to the table that makes it work.
Well, as of right now, it's just, I just been kind of carrying the name myself, Mato Nezhi, and basically, just carrying Indigenous. So I've actually played with a few different bands, So right now, I kind of stripped more down to like a three piece now. So back to kind of where it started, I got a bass player and a, drummer from this area. So it's pretty much back down to the three piece, but it's always been, it's probably from since 2002, I think it was like 2004 is when, the original members kind of decided to, we all decided to kind of do different things and I guess get away from each other for a little while, being, family and, trying to be a band together, it's kind of got all its, it's got a lot of, it's a lot of work,
I can imagine.
A lot of work over the years, so.
I can imagine. I don't think I could be in a band with any of my brothers and sisters, so, yeah, I get what you mean. Or even cousins, for that matter.
Yeah.
Especially the cousins up from where you're at.
Yeah.
But how do you think you survived in a band with your family that long? I mean, you guys put out some stuff for a while,
Yeah, we were together probably about 10 years, I think, mm-hmm.
Right.
And it was really good. I mean, a lot of the good times kind of outweighed the rough times a lot of the times, but I think after a while everybody being on the road with each other all the time, and it just kind of, people just wanted to try different things and do different things, and I was pretty much the main songwriter, for Unindigenous, so that was one of the reasons just to keep the name going and keep the music going, and which is brings me back to the Acoustic Sessions. It's kind of it's like a celebration of like 10 years of music, and starting from Things We Do, that's kind of what we did. We took like two songs off of each record and, did acoustic version of them, and put it out. And it's, so it's kind of a celebration of that, all those years, touring together with my family and, making music and all that. All the way up till, the last few years, the last, like two or three albums that I've done by myself, so yeah, it was a tough road, but I think it's still, it still is tough, but, I think, just keep pushing forward and, making music. I think that's, I feel honored and, to have that opportunity, so, to be able to do
Yeah, and talk about how music began for you and your siblings. How did that start, you know, growing up in, you know, the on the Yankton Sioux Reservation, and how did all that come together?
Well, actually, my dad was a musician, and that's kind of where I got started. He was a guitar player, and he actually knew how to play, like, guitar and drums and, you know, bass, and he knew a little bit of everything, so I was interested, I guess, you know, because I was the oldest out of, you know, my brothers and my sisters, so I, you know, got interested. I was interested in playing drums when I first, you know, was interested in music, but, excuse me, we didn't have drums, you know, at that time, so I found my dad's guitars, and that's kind of where I got, you know, I got interested in wanting to play guitar and stuff, so just kind of went from there, and the rest of the, it was actually my mom and my dad's idea for us to, you know, kind of become a band. So we brought them in and we all kind of, my dad kind of chose, I was already on kind of guitar and playing a little bit. So he kind of picked the instruments for the rest of my brothers and sisters. So we just started, you know, rehearsing together and playing together, you know, trying to get it going. And I think, A lot of the music that I was hearing at that time was just a collection of music from my mom and my dad's record collection, which is, you know, a lot of rock and a lot of blues, you know, from the 60s and 70s. And so it was just, you know, it just felt like the natural thing to, you know, I guess it was the music that hit me the most, you know, out of anything I heard back in that time. So, yeah. Growing up listening, you know, Elmer James and Jimmy Reed and, you know, Buddy Guy, B.B. King, you know, all that stuff, as well as a lot of the R&B stuff, like, you know, Otis Redding, you know, Sam Cooke, and then all the way over to the rock with Santana, Jimi Hendrix, you know, just all of that stuff was just, you know, right there. So it was pretty awesome. To, you know, I was pretty happy to, you know, to grow up in that environment, you know, hearing all that music, you know. It's cool. And I think at that time, too, there wasn't really that much of that music going around, you know, on the reservation down there where I grew up with my family. So I think it was a little bit unique, you know.
Visit the band at their official website, www.indigenousrocks.com. From their CD, The Acoustic Sessions, here is Indigenous once again with Things We Do. Thank you. Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired May Artist of the Month, Mass Chemistry and their electrifying self-titled debut CD. In an age where rock and roll has been kicked aside, Mass Chemistry kicks back with vicious guitar licks and instantly memorable arrangements. For anyone who believes that rock and roll ain't what it used to be, give this band a spin. With tracks such as You Know, Everything, and Shadows, this is a debut not to be missed. Mass Chemistry and their self-titled debut CD, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at masschemistry.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwire.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Join us next week as Aboriginal Sounds profiles NAMI-winning recording artist, Martha Redbone. Ooh. Join us for new music and an exclusive interview with Martha Redbone right here at Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the blues rock sound of Indigenous and their latest CD, The Acoustic Sessions. I recently had a chance to speak with Mato Nanji of Indigenous regarding the new release and the future of the band. Here's how the rest of the interview went.
And okay, so you're armed with this great musical education in blues, rock, and soul, and whatever. At what point did songwriting begin for you?
Well, I think it started right away because my dad was like, well, you can play other people's music, but, you know, you gotta, better if you start writing your own. So that's kind of where I just, you know, started trying to write my own music ever since then, you know. It was like, you gotta have your own music, so. So one of the very first songs that I ever wrote was a few years, so that's kind of, the one that broke me into songwriting, I think. And like Now That You're Gone and all these other songs that are doing, which kind of, you know, he kind of told us just to start, well, you know, told me, because I kind of became the singer, because he said, well, somebody's got to sing, because I think in the earlier days we were doing a lot of instrumental stuff, you know, when we first started, so we were doing like some ventures and, you know, just all kinds of stuff, you know, so. So I think, he's like, well, somebody's got to sing, and, you know, you got to start writing all stuff, so that's kind of what got me going and got me inspired to do that, so I just started trying to sing and write.
And explain, if you can explain it, the creative process for you. How do you go about writing a song? Is it always the same, or does it change every song?
For me, it's always different. Say I'll be on the road a lot of times, and sometimes if we're doing sound check, you know, come up with a riff, you know, just an idea pops in. You don't know where it comes from a lot of times, you know. Or it could come from something that you were listening to on the drive over or whatever, you know. So, I mean, I think it comes from a lot of different places for me. And just a lot of times if I, you know, I'm driving down the road and hear, you know, listen to, you know, a blues song or, you know, some different rock bands and stuff. Just get different ideas too, I think. And that kind of pushes me down that direction. You know, then when I get home, a lot of times when I'm at home, just sometimes, you know, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, you just be sitting there and all of a sudden, you know, it's like a light bulb comes on, I guess. And then there's like some music in your head and you just start, you know, I just started playing guitar and, you know, figuring it out from there. And for me, that's kind of like the foundation of the song. You know, the music kind of comes first for me. And, you know, I'll sit down and, you know, I've actually been writing a lot with my wife, Leah. And, you know, she's been writing a lot of, she's a great lyricist. So she's, you know, been writing a lot of the lyrics and, you know, a lot of stuff like that, and kind of working out the melodies together. So, I mean, it's, you know, so it's really cool to kind of, you know, it's really cool to kind of sit down and do that kind of thing, because I've never really, you know, had that kind of songwriting partner before either. So it's cool to sit down and, you know, work with each other and come up with different ideas and stuff. And that's kind of the process too, so.
And with Acoustic Sessions, what songs off of it resonate for you the most personally, and why?
I think Things We Do is probably the one, you know, that kind of gets me out there or whatever, or gets me going or whatever, because, like I said, it's one of the first songs that I've ever written, you know, growing up. It was probably like 17, 18, you know, so. Growing up on a reservation, and just, I think it just kind of reflects off that, and that's, you know, it's one of the the first songs I ever wrote. It kind of came from that era, I guess, you know, when I was real young and just started to write and, you know, get ideas and different stuff about music and writing. So, I mean, and it's also one of those songs that my father kind of helped me with, you know, growing up and, you know, just giving me different ideas, you know. And so it's I guess it's one of the closer ones to me, I guess. And the other one that kind of, well, I guess there's a few of them that are kind of, I mean, every song's kind of a piece of, you know, who you are. So, you know, I guess you just can't help that, you know. It just becomes a part of who you are and, you know, a piece of your soul, basically. So, but I guess I'd have to say Things We Do because it's one of the first ones that kind of, you know, made me become a songwriter and, you know, maybe, you know, listen a lot better, I guess, too, musically and as a musician. So,
what's next for Indigenous, or you as a solo artist or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's just, I think we're just going to keep on making, you know, I'm going to keep on making music, you know, as long as I can, and, you know, keep getting out there as much as I can. So, and I know they got they've been having like this Jimi Hendrix tribute tour every year, where a lot of different artists kind of collaborate, get together and play Jimi Hendrix songs, you know, across the country. So, you know, I think that's coming up here too again, in the spring. So I'll probably be on that. You know, they have like Johnny Lang and, you know, Kenny Wayne Shepherd and, you know, just a lot of different people, Los Lobos, people from Los Lobos, you know, so it's cool. It's really cool to get out there and play with different people like that, different artists. But.
And what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard the band's music?
Well, I would just hope it just makes them feel good, you know, makes them feel better, I guess, you know, about, you know, whatever situation they might have been in, or the way they were feeling before they came to the show. And, you know, I guess maybe just coming away with, you know, making them feel better, I guess. Because, I mean, when I listen to all the different artists I listened to growing up, I mean, that's always been the feeling that I've got, you know, listening to Freddie King. It's just like, whoa, you know, or, you know, hearing some Hendrix guitar stuff. And it's just like, you know, it kind of inspires you, I guess, in a way, you know, so. Inspires you to keep, you know, doing what you're doing, or, you know, whatever is maybe going on in your life, you know. It boosts it a little bit, makes you feel better about doing stuff or doing different things, you know. That's, you know, I guess I'm doing something. Something sort of right, ain't it?
Visit the band at their official website, www.indigenousrocks.com. From their CD, The Acoustic Sessions, here is Indigenous once more with Come On Home. I'm chasing the sun. Aboriginal Sounds will be right back after this brief message with music from Nake Nulawaun, When Darkness Falls, Digging Roots, and a whole lot more, so just stay there and don't do anything. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired May Artist of the Month, Mass Chemistry and their electrifying self-titled debut CD. In an age where rock and roll has been kicked aside, Mass Chemistry kicks back with vicious guitar licks and instantly memorable arrangements. For anyone who believes that rock and roll ain't what it used to be, give this band a spin. With tracks such as You Know, Everything, and Shadows, this is a debut not to be missed. Mass Chemistry and their self-titled debut CD, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at masschemistry.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Join us next week as Aboriginal Sounds profiles NAMI-winning recording artist Martha Redbone. Join us for new music and an exclusive interview with Martha Redbone right here at Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music exclusively at rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome to the second half of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and we've just entered the freeform portion of our show, where you'll be hearing music from throughout Indian country, both U.S. and Canada. To get everyone ready for next week's show, I've got the soulful sound of Martha Redbone. Be sure and check out my exclusive interview with the NAMI-winning artist on next week's edition of Aboriginal Sounds. From her CD Skin Talk, here is Martha Redbone with Hard Livin'.
Spell on me, and now I'm tripping so low.
That was the band Digging Roots with the title track of their 2009 CD, We Are. The band is currently in the studio putting the finishing touches on their forthcoming CD, and I've got a feeling you'll be hearing some of that right here at Aboriginal Sounds. Up next, I've got a band that we featured on our show last week. From their CD Bloodstone, here is When Darkness Falls with Corruption.
Smile! Motherfucking enemy dwelling in the wild!
listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired May Artist of the Month, Mass Chemistry and their electrifying self-titled debut CD. In an age where rock and roll has been kicked aside, Mass Chemistry kicks back with vicious guitar licks and instantly memorable arrangements. For anyone who believes that rock and roll ain't what it used to be, give this band a spin. With tracks such as You Know, Everything, and Shadows, this is a debut not to be missed. Mass Chemistry and their self-titled debut CD, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at masschemistry.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwire.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Join us next week as Aboriginal Sounds profiles NAMI-winning recording artist, Martha Redbone. Join us for new music and an exclusive interview with Martha Redbone right here at Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and just a reminder to everyone listening, this show, as well as any show that you hear on rockwire.com, is available for download. That's right, just scroll to the bottom of the page and click where it says, Here. Also, if you're curious to see what's coming to Aboriginal Sounds, visit us at rockwire.com/aboriginalsounds.html or simply click on the Aboriginal Sounds banner at the top of the page. Up next from their 2009 album Hang On, this is Levi and the Plateros with You're All I'm Dreaming Of.
One summer night in a new moon sky, I gave a star your name, brought a tear to your eye, brought a tear to your eye. I'll give you all I can give, love you all I can love. My heart in your hands, just let me be your man. And when I'm without you, You're all I'm dreaming of. You're all I'm dreaming of. I've got you on my mind. Got a good love in my soul. I play the fool for your smile. Your spell is taking its toll. Your spell is taking its toll. Whoa. I give you all I can give. Love you all I can love. You got my heart in your hands. Just let me be your man. And when I'm without you, you're all I'm dreaming of.
From their CD Sunchild, that was the Gier Project Band with Roaming the World. I just got some great news from Gier Anderson of the Gier Project Band. The band has won the North American Indigenous Image Award for Outstanding Blues Jazz Album. You can read the press release regarding this honor right here on this page, as well as a link to an interview we did with Gier Anderson on our other show, Rockwired Radio Profiles. Up next, we've got the Navajo Maori duo of Indigifem, and here they are with the title track of their CD, Indian Souvenir.
Take away your 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 Indian souvenir.
The lines left for me. Sad, said it all, no more to say. You claim to love me always.
True love has pain. Guilt, fear, and shame. Love's a wondrous thing. Peaceful like rain.
Take away your Indian souvenir. Leave a real Indian behind. Run away chasing dreams. Compartmentalize in love for me. Jesus, Buddha, Alma, G. You'll see.
For your heart, you say, came upon a mountaintop, found your truth,
medicine way.
Take away your Indian souvenir.
You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired May Artist of the Month, Mass Chemistry and their electrifying self-titled debut CD. In an age where rock and roll has been kicked aside, Mass Chemistry kicks back with vicious guitar licks and instantly memorable arrangements. For anyone who believes that rock and roll ain't what it used to be, give this band a spin. With tracks such as You Know, Everything, and Shadows, this is a debut not to be missed. Mass Chemistry and their self-titled debut CD. RockWire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at masschemistry.com. Put a little RockWired on ya. RockWired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwire.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Join us next week as Aboriginal Sounds profiles NAMI-winning recording artist Martha Redbone. Join us for new music and an exclusive interview with Martha Redbone right here at Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome to the final stretch here at Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and up next we've got the Mandan Hidatsa sisters, Danielle and Desiree De La Rosa of Miracle Dolls. From their CD Thieves and Guns, here are the Miracle Dolls with California Here I Come.
soul, and I let you go. Music's in my soul, so it's in my soul, so got it in my soul, so Dre, let me know.
In my mind, in my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I'm a storm on the mic, thoughts are born on the bass. Hot when I rock, cake, see the scorn on their face. I show, I prove, so marvelous. Dropping this hotness like lava, it's return of the ghost, my tomb where my heart lie. You feel the boom in your womb when my beat high. You wanna chill, wanna cruise with a sweet God, but I'm with the game. I can't let the beads I wait resuscitate. If I left, I'd leave you less to hate. I'm a beast, you can't domesticate. Estimate, I'm great, well, let's debate. I slide reverse, blood-curdling words. So fly on a beat, I be hurdling birds. Won't shut your mouth when I put it in words. I will take your girl and it's azer. It is, put your headphones on. Sway to the beat when I rock. Put y'all to bed, so long up in my head.
I'm gone.
In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I need a fireproof blanket cause I'm burning up. You say stop, drop and roll, but that ain't enough. It's like trying to put out a grease fire with water, but truth be told, it only makes me high the most. Like I said, this whole itch up in flame. Me, I'm up, man, looking like me, man. God, this, you won't hear me complain. I do more than maintain. If bitch had itch, dog, she knows my name. We ain't one and the same. In the booth, I reign supreme. Do the issue, hit for my team. Make sure my niggas get seen on stage. Never in the cage. Will I be? Hell no, that ain't the life for me. It took way too long for my soul to be free. And I still got a heart of liquid nitrogen. While I spit that itch mixed with oxygen. Lethal combustion without a question. And don't doubt me, this is my weapon. So here's your lesson, pencils out. If it's too hot, then just get out.
In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire.
From their CD Scars and Bars, that was Nake Nulawaun with Heart is on Fire. You'll be hearing an interview with that band on our show very soon. Up next is the band Audio Pharmacy, fronted by Ross Kadi. From their CD You Forgot About Us, here is Audio Pharmacy with Mama.
Ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature. You can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be on it. She cannot be bought. I said, yeah, mama. Ain't no controlling her. Bring up the temperature. Call to the warriors. Bring on the troops. Bring the tanks and your soldiers. She will not be on no more. We taking over. Yeah, mama. Ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature. You can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be on it. She will not be bought. I said, yeah, mama. Ain't no controlling her. Bring up the temperature. Move for your culture. Move. Giving, all giving the same tools that you. What you've been given to stay true. Don't lose. Side of the struggle, we all cruise. Now choose. Don't
control of that institution, control your own views. Get educated and you can build your own schools. Be independent but think collective, no rules. Nobody rules you or your thoughts, and that's true. Mama Earth providing the crops, we love you. Mama, ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature, you can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be owning, she will not be by. I said, offshore drilling her, make oil spilling her, put land filling her, clear cut drilling her, big wall killing her, print dollar billing her, make man willing to rape man pillager. It's over. Enter the cops out on the block getting they quota. Temperature drops and everybody getting colder. Who is a controller? Mama gon' show ya. You can never tame her, train her, or control her. You can only worship, caretaker, and holder. Mama is the life giver, taker, and owner. Of our spirit, mind, and body, our life we owe her. Some will never know her power and never show her. Love and affection she will never lose. Mama Earth providing our life, we love you. Mama.
Going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to Mato Nanji of Indigenous and to James Klein at Blue Sky Artists. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.